So am I doing the countdown or are you doing the countdown?
You do the sync countdown.
Okay. 3, 4, 1, 5. That wasn't even funny. I'm sorry. I just wasted our time.
Thanks.
I apologize, guys. I've been gone for so long, and I come back, and all I do is screw things up.
It's okay, Mara. Forgive you.
It's another day. It's another day.
Wasn't expecting you can anything be replaced. Else, to be fair.
5, 4, 3, 2. Wait. Okay, that's not going to work. I got to do it in rhythm.
Nice.
I was ready.
Okay. Well, I hope you're still recording, because I was just screwing around.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sync.
Sync. Sync. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TTV Podcast, episode 166.
Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras.
Amazing.
How's it going, everybody?
Outstanding. I like to screw with the order of things. You know, I like to make the expected unexpected. If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
If you know what I'm saying.
You like creating chaos. What I'm saying.
I am the Loki of Thor.
Lord around the chaos.
What? Okay, who the heck is Thor here then?
The Thor is the Loki of
Var. What is?
You know, Var. All those times we talk about you hate, where people say things that they're trying to be funny, but they're just not funny at all. That's you right now,
dude. Ooh. That's my whole mantra. I'm
Thor
never funny.
Is the Loki of anti-Thor.
There you go. Thor is the Loki of anti-Thor.
And my brain just fell out my ear.
Oh, your brain
fell
out
my ear. It's surprisingly tiny.
Yeah, I was going to say, you either have a really small brain or some freakishly big ears, Dumbo.
Oh, well, obviously big ears because I'm British, you know.
Dumbo.
Dumbo.
I've got teeth hanging from my...
Yeah, see that Dumbo ears? Movie? That, like, one scene where, like, the trippy elephants
the
are dancing around
parade.
And stuff.
Pink elephants
the
on parade.
Elephants on parade.
I haven't seen Dumbo in years.
That scarred me as a kid.
Movie.
It is a boring movie.
It's
that,
such
that
a depressing
scene scarred
movie.
Me. I had to, like, repress that from my memories. Of
what?
Memories, right?
Elephants?
Yeah.
Have you not seen that? Like, watch this. Like, I want you to take your age and, like, subtract that by, like, 16 and go back in time and watch that movie so that you can be mentally scarred just like me.
A two-year-old watching Dumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say
Can
that.
I eat gumbo while watching Dumbo?
I would enjoy it if you ate some gumbo while watching Dumbo. That is the best way to watch Dumbo.
Oh,
hey, if we named a bear Barry and we gave it a berry.
That was a Lego Worlds reference. You're
Lego Worlds.
By the way, rip Lego Worlds.
Messo, would you
I
share
with
everyone
too.
What sound a camel makes? That is not how it goes. It's not.
Okay.
I can't even do it the way you did it.
No, that's the sound. Okay, so enough making
Hey, Maso, how about we introduce ourselves?
No, shut up! I was about to do it.
Hey, yeah, I'm all.
Why are we doing this voice again?
We are.
So anyway.
Anyway, it's here today.
I bet this is the best audio anyone could ever listen to. These people are so happy they're watching our podcast.
We've lost about
I'm sorry, fans.
Right
we've
now.
Our attention's
yeah,
already dropped
our
off.
Our attention is gone.
Oh, wait,
so
Bionicle.
I'm missing
it. Okay, we got him back.
Shut up!
I'm missing it.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
Me llamo Venom.
I'm Viper.
Why are you crying?
And this is TTV 166.
God, this episode's gonna suck.
That is such a meta reference that the audience won't have any.
Okay. What is this episode?
166.
What is you?
Yeah.
What are you, LJ? Are you the episode?
Sometimes.
Or is the episode you?
Okay. I don't have anything witty to respond to that with.
Yes, we beat LJ.
Quick.
Yes.
Aha! I have outdumbed LJ. Yes.
Oh, isn't that
my life? Is gonna
wow! Such a crowning
what
achievement
a
right there. You get a gold star, little boy.
Oh no, not a gold star.
Yeah.
Anything but that.
Yeah.
All right.
I
do
how,
our plugs,
like,
please.
Rewarding that felt getting
oh,
stiffer.
Oh, man, a plug. Okay, let's see. I'm out of practice here. All right.
I can do it if you want.
No.
Whoa! Territory
mine. Alright, well, time for the weekly plugs. Hey, everybody, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're a week behind. Check us on Vessel at Vessel.com/the TTV channel to watch all of our episodes for early access, $3, or you can watch the podcast right now for free. It's our little little taste of early access. You can watch it on the Vessel channel.
Amazing.
Let's see what else is there.
Shirts.
Oh yeah, shirts. Get shirts, I guess.
Yeah, buy our shirts.
Amazing.
And those are Audible.
I mean, the quality is pretty meh. The art is kind of sucky, but
oh my goodness.
Man.
I did the art.
I cry.
Anyway,
I cry every time.
Helps us out quite a lot, so go do that.
Go do that.
And Audible.
I hope that was the best advertisement I could muster.
Amazing. You truly are a master of your craft.
I am a veteran, that's for sure.
You should have been like, "Hi, I'm Bill Mays, and buy our shirts."
Bill Mays.
Oh, I'm Bill Mays.
Already messed it up. Next you're going to say,
"How dare you, British
people?"
It's not thinking they know our American references. It's Bill Murray.
Oh,
no, it's not even Bill Murray.
Sure it is.
Okay, so yeah, fair enough.
Let's
get the
Bionicles. Let's
okay,
talk
sure.
About that.
We have one significant bit of Bionicle news today, and that is descriptions of the 2016 sets were posted on Amazon.fr. And unfortunately, in the great intelligence of the community, nobody saved the original translations before they got taken down, so people could people who knew French could actually translate them. All people did was run them through Google Translate and save down the broken, mangled, garbled, butchered, translated versions.
Well, I don't ever want these people to record history.
No. So, I will post the descriptions.
Wait, so what? Was in English at some point?
No.
It was in France.
Yeah, because, Amazon.fr, a.k.a. Amazon.France.
Yeah, and people just Google translated it instead of saying, oh boy, let's go to Eurobricks and see if somebody knows French who could translate this properly.
Or Bionifix.
Like, somebody volunteered on... Yeah, exactly, Bionifix. Somebody offered on the very next page, but it was too late because it was taken down. But there's very little of merit here.
I know exactly why. It's because the stupid Bionicle community has this thing where, like, they want to be the first to report on news for whatever reason. Mm. So it's like all these people, they want the credit of having the translation of these set descriptions instead of actually just going to someone that could properly translate it.
Mm. And then they end up spreading misinformation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, freaking, like, those TTV guys, I swear.
Freaking TTV guys spreading misinformation.
Whoa, Viper. Guys, excuse me, there is one girl on
guys.
TTV.
There's two.
What?
Wait.
Okay, great. You're not,
anyway,
not don't
anymore. I freaking quit, you bunch of misogynistic fools.
Oh, it's okay, because we still have LJ.
Yeah, the leader of TTV.
The other female.
Did you listen to TTV Talks about Adult Life, Viper?
Yes, I did. Okay. I hate you so much. I hope you burn in the pits of hell.
That ending was made especially for you.
I hope you burn in
hell. I'm disappointed that part of the ending actually got cut.
I don't know. Do I need to cut that? Should that be censored? I don't think it needs to be censored.
We already had part of the ending cut, unfortunately.
It's already allowed on the boards.
So, okay.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time to completely abuse this and say... anyway.
So yeah. I think that these translations are top tier, specifically because we have Unite...
Can you read the translations out? Because I haven't seen these.
Not me, no.
LJ, you do it. Read a few
out.
You gotta
be kidding me.
Like one or two. Just pick one or two.
Fine. Uxar. Boom! Feel the shockwave when Uxar, creature of the active jungle crystal sonic wings... Fly safe and avoid falling into the clutches of the traps of shadows sent by the evil Umarak, the hunter.
Shadows. Read it right.
He is
the heroic
headache.
Toa. Unite with the ancient creatures that roam the jungles. Okoto?
My
favorite is Katar. In desert landscapes of the island, a death trap waiting in the shadows, ready to pounce. Uses blade crystal tweezers to destroy the trap of the shadow. Push it from the top of high cliffs.
Tweezers.
Create a mystical connection with the heroic
Toa,
which was sent to Okoto to save
you. You better watch out, or else I'm gonna pluck out your eyebrows, Toa.
All right, so LJ, I want to pause.
Beware
you really
my tweezer
quick.
Tail.
I want to give my I want to give my commentary on this description so far.
Be my guest.
All right, so I know that I told you to read this because I haven't read it yet.
Oh, no.
and the second you started talking, I got distracted by something else.
Amazing.
So I heard absolutely nothing you said.
You are the best boss ever. Listen, I just... I want to highlight one thing.
People were making jokes, and I was like, oh, wait, Aldi's reading.
Here, there's only one important thing about all this.
Yeah. What is it, Ben? What is it?
That LJ should not read anymore. Anyway.
Okay, so anyway, no. I want to highlight one thing real fast. Activate the Stone Claw function to overcome the Trap of Shade. For more gaming mystical action role, unite it with Pohatu, Unifier of Pierre.
Unifier of Pierre.
Pierre. That's like a really nice water brand.
Activate the Stone Claw function.
Interesting, because I thought you were going to mention something else.
Je me suis Pierre.
I like Pohatu. The unbreakable Pohatu, Unifier of Pierre, advance without fear.
Now, Pohatu gets through the day, he drinks a nice cold butter of 100% Pierre. 100%
concentrated power of will.
Alright then.
Yep.
Okay, well, Pierre is definitely not a drink.
Yeah. What?
Pierre is stone.
They
mentioned later on, but, oh, no, you go first. I'm jumping ahead.
I was just going to bring up how in Tahu's description, it says, turn the wheel on the chest to trigger arms.
On the chest?
Doesn't it say that for Galley as well?
I don't know. I only read up to Tahu.
Yep, Galley says turn the wheel on the chest to trigger the weapon.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this is great.
Pohatu says turn the wheel to rotate the torso, but he doesn't say turn it on the chest.
This is beautiful.
Different functions, perhaps?
Probably. It's more than likely.
Let's see.
Which would be cool.
Akita, creature of water, includes a torpedo, a piece of unification to attach a Toa, a mobile fin and mask. Also includes a trap shade, a robust design for intense action game. For more epic RPGs and construction, unite with Galley Unifier of Water to create a Toa Almighty. Jim Carrey's return to the big screen.
Toa Almighty.
Toa Almighty, huh.
Broken translations aside, it seems like we can infer that the bear traps are called shade traps.
I don't want to infer
traps.
That at all.
Some shadow traps.
Yeah.
I'm going to infer that because it sounds cool.
I don't want to infer that because that means every time I throw one, I'm throwing shade at things I don't intend to.
Correct. My current speculation is that the $15 Toa have a different function than the $20 Toa. And that may be just random, baseless conjecture, but that's what I
maybe
think.
Maybe that is
the
case.
Careful wording.
Maybe the smaller Toa have the swinging arm function, or not swinging arm, but the swiveling torso function.
The smaller Toa all mention torso, and for Galley it says weapon, because she has a two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
But Tahu and Onua specifically say rotate the gear in the torso to trigger arms.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
So
but then again, that's still kind of weird.
I mean,
because
at the designs, I could definitely subscribe to that theory.
See, I could actually subscribe to the reverse. I would definitely see that the gears being on, like, Not even all of the big sets. Just, I mean...
What are you trying to get at here, LJ? Use your words.
I have seen the gears on the big sets at their base where you'd assume that they could swivel their torsos, not their arms.
That's exactly what I've... That's what everybody's been thinking for months, but that's not what I think. I think because they all have custom torsos, they're able to, like, rig up a complex gear system and just put the gear wherever they want. The smaller sets probably don't have as custom of torsos, so they're constrained by that.
I'll be frank. Either way, that impresses me. If they can pull
I
am straight up impressed.
Yeah, any kind of gear function is better than no gear function.
That's very arguable.
Hordika?
So long as it doesn't hurt things.
I just
hate how broken
these translations are, because we still, in the end, we still can't even conclude what these sets are going to have.
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
I gotta say,
it's like,
though,
it's like a step forward
and
two steps back.
Let's see. So, here's my favorite thing. Apparently, they're all around the same size.
Interesting.
Galley, Pohatu, and Liwa are all about 21 centimeters. Or measure over 21 centimeters.
Big shock! the same price range. Well,
yeah, but they can be different sizes, Meso.
Meso, you are obnoxious.
I'm just saying.
Big shark!
Really think,
big
did anybody
whoop,
really think
LJ,
they were any different?
Good job! You can do the math! You're so cool!
I just ran off the thing.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah, no, it is kind of a surprise, because you would think that Pohatu would probably be a little bit shorter, like how he is in the 2015 line.
I mean, Liwa was made a little bit shorter, I think. Okay.
You
so
think.
I think that
you say this with
out.
Absolute certainty, and yet...
They already probably we've made a mock-up of his leg design.
I've definitely found my second favorite translation. It's for Umarak. Posted by Mukata... Umarak the Hunter is an awesome opponent. Pull the poisoned arrows of the Toa, or become more powerful with the Golden Mass to get control of the powers of mind control. Deceive the elemental creatures to force them to unite with Umarak the Hunter to use their special powers to do evil.
Ooh. The prosecution is launched with Umarak the Hunter.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's good confirmation, at least, maybe, quote-unquote, because of the translation that, as if there wasn't any doubt, the Mask of Control is about mind control.
Yeah, well, what
so
else would
that's,
it be?
It's good stuff. Nobody knows. There was a bunch of speculation a while ago, like if it was mind control or some other kind of control.
What other kind of control?
That's kind of a weird ability to have for a mask
maker.
You can
control people without controlling their minds. Think about
so
that.
So what, you just kind of turn them into a puppet, and they're basically just like
exactly,
watching
like
themselves
puppet.
In third person.
That's yep. kind of disturbing if you think about
that
it.
That is a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I like this line from Umarak. They say,
"Did Oniwa do that?" I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. I always get confused.
Oniwa.
But, yeah.
Oniwa. Kind
did
of
he
sorta.
Use that in that way, or did he make
oh,
them change
I think,
their minds?
I think it was used in that way, actually.
Yeah, for Liwa, it was kind of like a 50-50 kind of thing. It's like no. sometimes he 50, kind of fought it.
Chance.
He fought it, so.
Tire poisoned arrows of the bow bone hunting.
My gosh.
Bone
why do you
hunting?
Say these things in this certain way that makes you sound so obnoxious?
It's just my tone of voice.
Let
man.
Me see. To network?
Yeah, you kind of just, but you just like shout at Meso.
You're just, I do.
I think this is 40, so I'm going to
yeah,
yell it out.
Yeah, this is really cool. Yeah.
I could go back to the olden days of Meso where I just talk like this and I never really have any emotion.
You mean the olden days where
you used
my
to talk
favorite
like
Meso.
This?
My old man, those days are long gone. There's like 5 days, I mean 5 years ago.
Last night.
My goodness, he sounds so disturbing.
Last night.
Falling in my mouth.
A fly is falling in your mouth?
Yeah, there's a joke that southern people talk with their mouths slightly shut so the flies don't go in their mouth.
That now, Barbara, that's not true.
To.
We talk like normal people, like you and I.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Try out the sound of my mouth, at least.
Okay, this is...
Yes, it is.
I realized that a long time ago.
You know, and also stupid broken French translations. Good job, whoever didn't save the original
I think
stuff.
I like
yeah,
I
really. It would have been a lot more useful if you just saved the original...
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
name
original
names,
descriptions.
I think it's the first guy that posted these.
This is fair enough.
Is there no, like, cache of this or anything?
Maybe, but...
Okay. Let's go hunt for the
I mean,
cache.
We can look for that later, but
yeah,
I
we gotta find the
it.
Cache.
I'll do it right now while we talk about other stuff.
All
right,
then.
So, like, has anything else been going on in the community this last week?
Well, there's the mask contest in full swing. Oh, wait, okay, no, that is something that's something else. So, allegedly, there is, like, some sort of a planetary nebula that looks almost identical to the Spherus the Solus Magna system.
Oh, yeah, and then people
yeah,
are trying
I
to petition
that is a thing.
It.
Didn't want to highlight the petition because that's incredibly pointless. Not because it's a dumb idea. No.
It's just not going
to
go anywhere.
It's not going to go anywhere because they're aiming it at the wrong people. It's a petition to NASA to rename this Spherus Magna. The issue is NASA doesn't have any control over the naming of these things. It's somebody else entirely. And then, to that degree, they're not going to name it some certain something just because of a petition
some
with about 1,000 people.
Some reference. Some G1 reference, man.
Yeah.
G1 reference.
Man, I remember way back when, I think it was a petition for Kepler to be named Reach. Way back in like 2010, 2011, I think.
Amazing.
Now, to its credit, it has actually done a rather good job of getting support. It's got 1,118 supporters out of 1,500.
Not too shabby.
I guess, but...
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You know, it's
good luck.
Its original goal was 1,000, so it did reach its goal, which is impressive. But it won't.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Might as well support it, I guess.
Meh.
Very true.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
I signed it.
It may take... It could just be, like...
But voting's important, am I right?
I was going to say, I'm sure there's multiple people that are like, I'm not going to vote, it won't really make a difference. And then there's like, there's several people who could make a difference by saying that with that.
This is a nice meta commentary on the state of society.
Why do you guys do this?
But I'm not getting involved with anything, I'm just saying about the motivation of, human beings.
We're not getting into anything. What we're going to do, we're going to discuss this. I think it looks rather... remarkably like Solus Magna. It looks really good. It looks cool.
Solus Magna?
It's not an exact match,
that's
but
what
it looks
it's
cool.
called, Vin, the Solus Magna system.
Oh, I thought
it
you
looks
said
close enough.
Spirus Magna.
Well,
yeah, it's the closest
close
we're ever going to get.
5 out of 10.
I mean, listen, like, this is a real, like, system in space that looks, I mean, close enough to something that is fake. So, like, I mean, this is as close as it's ever going to get.
No, it's not fake. Now, Bionicle confirmed.
There are a few other images of it, and I don't know where they are, but they're even better.
Why'd you bring them up, then?
I brought up the main image that everyone's talking about.
Did you say then, or did you say then?
I said, why'd you bring it up, then?
Oh.
Because
like
we didn't talk
like,
about
if
it
you didn't
prior,
know where they were.
I was like, I didn't bring up anything, dude.
You
guys,
want to
I
talk
really
about
wish...
something, I bring up something to talk about that's in the community.
I really wish you'd stop fighting and, like, have a decent civil conversation without being children.
Yeah, LJ.
Yeah, we're just like the Torah in the animations, arguing like children.
Don't
over a berry.
I don't even know what you're saying, Messo. It just sounds like noise.
Me, Bar,
you were such a baby.
You know what? I'm filing for harassment.
I am not a baby.
Oh, man. So, let's check out our boards, see what's been up on the boards. Because I can't find the cash or Amazon.fr.
On the boards.
You can never get the cash.
Boards.
Why does it
It's pronounced cachet.
Is it?
No.
Sounds like another fancy word for cash. Oh,
I always thought it was pronounced
It sounds like a ballroom dance move to me.
Cache? What?
Yeah, honestly, like a while back, I used to think it was pronounced cache. I never heard anyone actually pronounce it.
Is that like a Spanish thing?
No.
I just don't I don't see how you could have gotten cache. That.
At one point, I thought it was pronounced catch.
I can see catch.
Okay, yeah, no,
catch
that makes sense.
Catch is more. Clearing the cache.
And I'm not going to try to justify my mentality in coming to that conclusion.
You should, otherwise you're dumb.
I was
going
to say good luck with that.
I'll agree
these
with
people
that.
Go,
yeah, I was just
these
thinking
people go
dumb.
Ape over me saying things differently because I have an accent.
Yeah, like Lua, really? How would you get
that?
Well,
that's just because it's fun to screw with people, especially you.
This is true.
I don't appreciate it very much.
That's the whole point.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Wow.
Don't hate, don't appreciate, instigate.
Yes.
Okay. You ruined it.
LJ, you're depreciating.
How about we swap hate and appreciate the other way?
Like,
don't appreciate hate and instigate. That's LJ's motto.
That's a very good suggestion there, Kahi.
By the way, Rip Kahi.
Oh yeah, Rip Kahi.
Did Kahi ever say where he was going?
No.
No. Okay. Kahi several times said that he wasn't going to be here. So
man, Messo, you're just throwing Kahi under the bus.
He didn't say
dude.
Where he was going. He said he was going to go look at colleges.
Yeah, that's where he was going.
But where?
We don't need to know the exact location.
Dang, dude.
No,
we
don't need to know anything. I was just saying he didn't say where he was going. That's it. We don't need to know, but he didn't say it either.
Stupid.
He said where he was going. The destination is several colleges.
Semantics.
No, it's not. You're stupid.
You really are.
You sound like those really obsessive people that are like... You tell them where you're just making stuff up
to get started a debate like you always do.
Yeah, you stuck up little piece
if
of...
If I wanted to start a debate, all I have to do is talk about how Bionicle 2015
Let's
is a
talk about Solek.
And has no culture.
Yeah!
Don't you dare mention Solek.
Let's not talk about Solek.
Radiakians.
Radiakians. Oh, my goodness.
That was an actual comment. People were like, all hail the Radiakian Empire.
That sounds good. It rolls off the tongue, Radiakian.
No, what? Radiakian. Rolls off the tongue.
That sounds freaking awful.
I mean, I guess
rolls
you're...
rolls off the tongue.
If your tongue is like a mountain range, sure.
That does not roll off anything.
Oh my goodness.
It rolls off the keyboard right
rolls
the
off the cliff.
What has been,
so
going,
been going on?
On
rolls off about as well as a pyramid.
Wait, wouldn't you actually roll off rather well on a pyramid?
you would actually.
A pyramid would be the thing attempting to roll.
Is
there really that hard of an idea for you people to grasp?
Well, it sounded like you were saying you would roll off the pyramid.
No!
A pyramid.
No,
I got
stupid!
What he said.
No, who rolls off
a pyramid? Could roll.
Get out of here, Takuma.
A pyramid could actually roll.
Yeah, if
roll
you
if
stuck two pyramids
way.
Together by the base, they could actually
me,
roll
Ben,
pretty well.
But Devastator rolled off the pyramid.
Yeah.
He didn't roll off, he slid off.
Shut up, you stupid word.
Semantics at their
Shut home. Up! Stop it!
You and your
semantics!
Semantics!
Like your favorite word all of a sudden.
It is a good word.
So, we have a bunch of fan art. Pretty cool.
Do we have a bunch of fans?
Oh, screw the fans. No one cares about them.
Wow. How very dare you?
Well,
how very
whether or not
dare
we
you?
Care about them has to do with how creepy they're being at the time.
Let's see.
Speaking of the fans, here, Viper, I want to dedicate like a good 10 minutes to Viper so that she can speak. Because I've seen a lot of comments saying
we don't
let Viper speak
me,
enough.
Please.
So, Viper,
this is like my birthday.
I'm gonna give you... the moment to speak. It's your chance.
Thank you. I'm done now.
No. 10
keep
minutes.
Speaking.
You have 10 minutes to speak.
Keep talking.
Well, there's nothing really to talk about because no one's talking, and now this has made me very embarrassed. This, like, just
why are you
like,
embarrassed, Viper?
Just like a birthday when they come out the cake and you're the only one that's not singing. And everyone's looking at you and taking pictures of you. I don't like being in that position, and it hasn't changed. So, can someone speak now? Could someone interrupt me, please?
USA.
No.
USA.
USA. Shut up, LJ. You screwed it. It was perfect.
You got 8 minutes left.
8 minutes, Viper. Continue. Why was it embarrassing for you?
Just, I'm used to being in the corner. By myself, not doing anything, on the phone, reading a book, drawing, just something that does not require me being in the centre of attention. And it makes me uncomfortable being the centre of attention. I like listening, not talking. I don't know why I'm on a podcast, but, you know, just thought, why not?
Alright, well, if you like listening more than talking, why is it that you don't listen to anybody whenever we try to talk
to
you?
I do listen to everybody. It's just I forget about it.
What was the question I asked you just a minute ago?
Exactly, like, I do listen, but I forget.
What? What was the question I asked you a minute ago, then, if you were listening?
She doesn't know because she forgot.
Yeah,
the
I forgot.
The one that you didn't answer.
She has short-term memory, dude.
Yeah. Have
not
you
only did you
Nemo?
Not answer my question, but you don't even know what I asked.
Because
you were too busy talking and not listening.
Okay, got a better question. What... Remind us the reason why we're making you talk, Viper.
Because
Bar explained it
a
couple
bunch
minutes
of fans
ago.
Were like, man, Viper's always being interrupted over, and it isn't
interrupted
fair. Why is Viper so quiet? And,
interrupted over.
Like, I appreciate the concern, but seriously, guys, I'm fine. Like, if I wanted to say something, I would have said it, so...
Did you say something now?
Yes.
So does that mean you wanted to say it?
Yes.
technically no, because you said you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm here now.
You just can't give a straight answer, can you?
No, I can't.
Why not?
This is fan art by Tac210 is great.
Yeah, okay. He's such a... I really like his sketches. They're really funny.
I hate fans.
Mario, you don't hate fans. Dude, this guy...
Oh, never mind. He's dead to me. I was going to give him praise. He's dead. So, like, all hell. So,
oh,
like, he's
come
there.
On.
Nope,
stop
0
it.
Out of 10.
He's just drawing what's in our episode.
Nope.
So, what...
Nope.
What did
Disgrace.
We do dead to you?
0
no,
out of 10.
No, he's fine.
I mean, it just seems like if you didn't want Solek to be a thing, you'd stop mentioning Solek. But you keep doing it. You keep giving them the attention
you
they
are
want.
Your own worst enemy.
You
yeah.
want Solek.
It's a self-propagating cycle of vicious...
...ness.
Of vicious... So
yeah. a vicious
cycle of vicious.
You know,
cycle of vicious.
There is something fun we can do. We do have a couple of questions on the message boards we can answer on air.
Bring them on.
We're not going to talk about
have
the arch.
Not answered any?
Oh yeah.
Oh, is it going to be one of these episodes?
Well, I don't know. It
I mean,
depends on what
could.
The answers are. For.
I want to
talk
about Bionicle, Alger.
Okay.
We could talk about Halo 5.
Yes.
No.
I'm so excited.
Oh, no.
They listened
make...
to this podcast for Bionicle, not Halo 5.
We're,
hey,
we're
man,
bringing
we
it
bring
back
to
2011.
Yeah, the Dark Ages where we talked about Halo more than Bionicle.
Oh,
yeah, let's bring up a debate. What's stupid about Bionicle? All right, so
love.
Let's see.
Everything.
Love. The Red Star.
The Return.
2015.
The
lack of culture.
The Mat Nui belly button cord.
2005.
No. That's the pit.
2007.
2006.
The
Baraka. Okay, now don't mention 2006 or 2007. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
You're stupid. I mean, sorry, boss.
Lewa 2015.
Lewa versus stupid? Lewa. The pronunciation debate.
Okay.
Why?
Pronunciation.
Every time you do that.
Why would you do... I'm just going to assume that you did that on purpose, even
yes,
though I know
did.
You didn't. No,
okay.
You didn't.
Okay, well done. Well done.
She did. Don't give
I
her
know
that.
I'm like the worst person to talk about things like that, so I thought it was perfect.
You're just the worst person.
Well
you
done.
Like
stars
Zach
aligned. And I knew
Bionicle
it was
stars,
my destiny.
Speaking of stupid things.
Zach 10 is worse Paraka. This is the worst episode. It's just fluff.
This
I feel
actually,
like I'm on...
See, this is why
worse.
I wanted to that... answer questions from the message boards. So it would have some...
We're in that
screw
lull
the
period.
Message
board.
You
we're, we're in that period,
boards.
You know, leak
screw
season.
Like, don't
leak
do that.
Season came and went. The animations came and went. The book came and went. We have nothing to talk about until we get finalized pictures. And even then, we have nothing to talk about until the next book.
Speaking of finalized
novel.
Pictures, where are the finalized pictures?
I don't know, and it's driving me crazy.
It's like...
We're 4 weeks delayed from last year. Almost a month, if not a month by now. I think it is a month, actually.
That makes me so happy.
And I don't know. We've gotten them for other themes. Don't know why Bionicle's not coming.
Because
it,
you are
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, wait, where are our finalized pictures? Are they hiding them?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Would it be?
Yeah,
because awesome?
Then Meso has to go on like a bloodhound sniff search for these pictures.
I've already been doing
I
that.
I mean, but yeah,
Meso's
doing that
growing.
Already. He does it all the time. It's like Meso's life.
Literally.
He doesn't go outside. Is. He just stays inside his closet and like sifts through pictures of Bionicle
you
toys.
Know, that's actually... Man, Meso, you're creepy.
You're sad.
Perhaps. Woe be me. But no, yeah, we're basically going to be, like, in a news dead zone for the next month and a half.
If only we had a message board to answer questions from.
I agree, there better be really
good questions, then. Jeez.
Whose idea was it to
also,
start this episode without actually having an itinerary?
Meso.
I did have an itinerary. I wrote it down. The only thing that we're there to talk about, I wrote down.
Well, then that's your failure.
Ooh. Oh, you got called a failure.
Oh.
Also, shout out to Spooky Scary Tuma. I appreciate the dog artwork.
You are constantly...
Freaking read the questions!
Oh, okay.
Just read the stupid questions!
Okay, alright.
The
Var,
script's good, just read it.
This is for you.
Wow, Var, this is for me.
Var.
Is this about Stupid Product Showcase?
Next.
If it is, skip the question.
Next question...
Bavara, where's Protector of Fire and Ice?
Yeah, where is it, Meso? You never put those public to YouTube.
Is that my job?
You did say that
you
would.
You were gonna do it!
That is true.
You were making a big huff and a puff going, I'm gonna put
them on YouTube for, because you
I'm
did it.
Huff and puff and blow your channel down.
So anyway,
I love how your attention span is that of a 2-year-old. Anytime LJ mentions anything, you just like go off on a tangent. Anyway, continue.
So this is an actual legitimate question, Var. You guys get this all the time on Vessel, and this question is: after watching the BioTalk Book Club videos on Vessel, I feel that seeing y'all's facial expressions and hand gestures
y'all.
Helped improve the discussion. I would like to ask if y'all think that you would try to do that with some of your other shows, like podcast TTV Talks, or do you think that any attempt to do so would kind of end up like the TT Vlog?
No, that's not going to be happening soon. It would be something we could work up towards, but it's not going to happen right now. It's just too much work. We don't have the right equipment for it. Book Club takes hours to render. We initially wanted Book Club to be like a really interactive thing, where we took like fan comments and really worked with that in the episode, but we couldn't because Book Club takes so long to render that we have to do that a week in advance and like with recording. So really, if you're watching on YouTube, you're like 2 weeks behind because that's just the nature of what we're working with right now. If we had a bigger budget and, you know, more money to buy better equipment, maybe like a studio or something, that'd be something that we could work towards, but right now we can't.
Indeed.
So podcasts will remain. Yeah, podcasts will remain audio for now.
Yep. However, we know that people like it and we know that we like it, so that's kind of like our end goal that we're kind of like working towards.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
I wouldn't say that's an end goal, but it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's a goal.
We're setting the bar pretty low if that's the end.
Yeah, you're right.
Two more questions real fast. Would you guys be willing to do a weekly video highlighting the best of the message boards from that week?
That was an idea that was thrown around for a while.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, that was a series Kahi wanted to do. So now
Shut. It's in the works right now.
Yeah, so however, it's on air.
Yeah, however, Kahi is the one working on it. So will it ever see the light of day? Who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The last one, I know you guys said
Kahi.
Yeah, talk to Kahi about
that.
Well,
before you move on, I mean, I guess maybe it's not really worth mentioning. I already kind of do that with the front page highlights.
Yeah, I mean, we do that, like, with,
Now that it's actually being regularly done.
We do that with the front page on the TTV website, as well as on the slider on the top of the message boards, where there are highlights for the week, so...
Yeah, I mean, like, the slider is automatic, just like the... what falls under the beginning of the top category. For the front page highlights, actually go in manually and pick out...
Different
things from different places, try to get some decent
exposure.
But
I think what people want is more so the commentary.
Oh, I'm sure.
Having it up, yeah, so.
Channel integration.
I'm just saying,
boards,
it's
the boards kind of exist on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm working on. Thanks, YouTube, for screwing up your API.
Okay, YouTube needs to go down.
Okay.
I am on my last...
Our regularly scheduled YouTube rant. Let's do this.
I'm almost done with YouTube. YouTube...
Oh yeah,
like,
how about this YouTube Red thing?
Red, yeah.
It's
I was
like
about
they're
to say.
Trying to screw us at every possible. Do you know we got 3 more copyright claims since the last episode?
What?
Yeah. But Var,
yes.
On what?
Var, what could be copyrighted? Our music's original.
Our freaking TTV podcast episode. Some jerk is copyright claiming our episodes.
All the pre-100 episodes.
Yeah, so we're not making any money or any...
On what
There's
condition?
No monetization. Okay, the worst part about it is it's not even the fact that we're not making money off of those episodes. I'm totally cool if they took our episodes and they were like, okay, you know what, we have to turn off monetization. The worst part is, though, the ads are still there. Anyone mm-hmm. that subscribes to our channel and watches those videos... They still have to watch the ads. We don't get any of that revenue. It goes to the freaking jerk who copyright claimed that video.
Streamer.
Are you serious?
2 M's.
Someone has literally hijacked our content and is making money off of it. And YouTube is just like, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's fine.
We got 2 more yesterday.
Yeah,
just
that's it. Oh, okay. That means 5. 5 copies.
Yep.
Literally almost all of our older episodes under episode 100. Doesn't belong to us anymore.
Which, I gotta say, out of all of our videos to do that to, our old podcast episodes?
It's because they know they're old and that we don't... It would be a chore for us to go out and actually fix it.
Which it is, which is why we haven't done it yet, because it is a chore. We don't care about it.
Might as well just delete them all.
Because here's the thing.
Exactly.
YouTube is so unpersonal when it comes to people and content creators.
Impersonal?
You can't... Yeah, that's the word. You can't easily get in contact with them and say and explain the situation and get it worked out like you can with Vessel.
No, yeah, you have to take out like a ticket and like submit why this is your content and show like a license to everything you have. It's a guilty until proven innocent system where anyone can copyright claim your videos and you have to go through this big rigmarole just
big
to prove
machine
that it's not
just filtering.
It's YouTube sucks.
Yeah. Now Vessel, on the other hand, so personal, so kind. You'd send them an email, and they get back to you lickety-split.
I do love Vessel. I don't want to take the time to really plug Vessel, because I know people are going to be upset about that, but I do want to express how upsetting YouTube is right now.
Yeah,
God.
No. I don't think we went into this.
I don't know about YouTube Red. I don't know how to feel about that. I don't understand where the money is going to come from and how they're going to be able to distribute that to creators if they're taking away the ads. How is YouTube going to be able to tell how much money a channel is generating? Because I'm assuming if you're paying for YouTube Red, then it's going to be across the board. It's going to be universal. It's not going to be a single channel.
Yeah.
You're going to have access to all channels and all videos without ads.
Yeah. Is that popular? Is like I'm assuming it's out now. Is that like an active
no,
thing?
It's not. I don't think it's out yet.
Okay.
No, right.
It's just
yeah,
being
it's
confirmed.
Yeah, it's there. It's been a thing that's going to happen.
I don't know why.
I cannot assume many people would do it.
I don't know why you
really
would pay
well,
$5 a month to get rid of ads when we can just get AdBlock Plus plugin.
Well, see, that's the
free.
Thing. I'm assuming there's got to be something to do with supporting content creators somehow.
Well,
from
what I've heard, there are like restrictions or something. Like only people like. Certain videos will only be allowed to be put on the YouTube Red system. I didn't look into. I don't remember. I didn't read too deeply into it. But like, if you have, I think you might even have like separate channels for YouTube Red, and like you're only going to be able to put. I don't know.
So
there's some sort of weird restrictions about what you will and will not be allowed to put on, like, just a free channel after that or something like that.
Well, no, from what I've heard, there are no longer any free channels. You have to opt into YouTube Red or your videos remain private.
I think that has to do with, like, if you're a YouTube Red deal and then you try to put videos in a free space, they'll be private unless they're, like, approved to be put in the free channel or something. I really should go find that article.
And another thing that worries me as well is I don't know how. I know that YouTube Red is also promising this offline thing where paid people will be able to download videos and watch them offline without having to be connected to an internet connection, which is really worrying because, like, what is stopping people from just stealing your videos, which people already do now?
Yep.
At this point, you're just giving them an easy access to do it.
Yeah.
You know, isn't there a guy or some sort of a YouTube channel that like takes our titles and our descriptions?
Yes.
Okay. Our videos already get stolen. Not only are they being stolen from our channel right now under our own very nose from the copyright claims, but there are also people that download our videos and re-upload them to their own channels.
Yeah.
Product showcase anyone?
And then there are some. Yeah. And then there are some. I know it happened. There was one channel I saw. That literally, they didn't steal a Bionicle Autopsy episode in the sense that they downloaded it and re-uploaded it, but they wrote down every word I said and then re-read it in their own video.
Wow.
Like, that is just... I hope that you feel proud of yourself, that is the only way that you can generate any kind of...
Attention.
Content viewership retention is by stealing other people's work.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I've got to agree now. I mean, I see a bunch of Bionicle set reviews on YouTube. It's like, come on, I already did that. Why are you taking my video?
Shut up, Elton.
Okay.
But now, it's just like, I don't know what to think about YouTube Red. There needs to be more information right now that they haven't given us.
Is there a timeline as to when it's going to be coming out?
I don't know. Let's see. Release. I'll Google it real quick.
Okay.
Regardless, it's an interesting change for the YouTube business model.
I guess. It's just I don't see why you would pay for it unless it was to support creators. Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. So it does, and there's a very minimal amount. Like, I hate to like do that broad thing, but like in the entirety of YouTube, there, I would imagine there's not many people that would like say, okay, I'm gonna pay money to YouTube just to support content creators so I don't have ads.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, you know what I mean? Because why wouldn't you just use like Patreon?
Yeah,
or
a lot
something?
Of people have like exactly. Patreon.
Why not just go to
like
Vessel,
so
where it's
$3
a month instead of $5 a month?
Right. Vessel is way cheaper, and too. Yeah. Why wouldn't you go to Vessel?
That's the funny thing is Vessel would be cheaper for the subscriber, but I can't help but feel that we'd still get more revenue from
you would.
Vessel.
I believe
Vessel's
you would.
Smaller.
You definitely would.
YouTube so far has taken out a major cut of all revenue received, so I can't imagine that would just suddenly stop with YouTube Red. I mean, they've got money.
Yeah.
It's not like they're short on money.
Should call it YouTube Rev instead of Red.
Rev. That's funny. I actually like that. I mean, that's definitely the better name, because I'm sure you guys have seen the unfortunate side of YouTube Red's new name.
Let's not go there.
And how it could be misconstrued with other things. So
somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, someone did a bad job naming this thing. Someone didn't think ahead of time.
Yeah.
Rev is so much better name. Yeah. Revenue, revolution, revitalization.
Yeah, I actually kind of like YouTube Rev.
there you go. As in the direction that YouTube is going right now.
Oh, man.
Remember when it was YouTube and not UsTube?
Nice.
Well done.
Nope. Shot about me.
I'm still not really seeing a release date for it, so I've got no clue when this is going to go live. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. You can sign up for YouTube Red starting October 28th, 4 days from now.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. No one's going to do that.
After Halo 5's release.
Yeah, that's some time for the Halloween scare.
They're getting ready for Halo 5.
Yeah,
like,
that'll
all
be
those
Wednesday.
Let's Players.
Interesting. So, I mean, it's so weird to me that this is coming so soon, and we haven't gotten an email or anything about it.
No.
Like, we got an email saying that it was going to happen, but we haven't received any details about how they're planning on distributing the money, the revenue. Which seems like that'd be kind of an important thing to send your YouTube partners.
Plot twist.
We are a YouTube partner. So it's weird that we haven't gotten anything about that.
Yeah. Sounds shady to me, or very disorganized. Or by
It just seems like YouTube's way of cutting off the content creators, you know, basis for generating revenue, and then siphoning all that money straight to YouTube itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I'm being cynical. It feels like, in my gut, it feels like that's what they're doing.
That's what it seems like. And I need to see the numbers and the statistics to really understand this, because so far it doesn't seem good at all. I know a lot of YouTubers are pretty up in arms about it, and I know there's also some YouTubers that are very happy about it. Like, I know PewDiePie's got this whole thing with it, and SourceFed I've seen seems
happy.
To be very supportive of it. So.
It's not a surprise if PewDiePie doesn't mind. Because he said he doesn't care about the money, because he already
has
like a bucket.
He's bathing in the money.
Yeah, he doesn't need to care about it.
Yeah,
he's got an ocean of money at home. He doesn't need to worry. I have nothing against the guy. It's just like
I like PewDiePie.
Yeah, I like PewDiePie as well. He seems like a nice guy.
I commend him. I don't particularly like his content.
Yeah, I don't watch his content.
I commend his success.
I like him a lot as a person and a creator, though. But I don't watch his content.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah, I don't know. YouTube Red, really interesting. YouTube, very annoying.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about YouTube. I'm really glad we were able to, like, hook up that deal with Vessel, because I'm afraid of YouTube. YouTube is such a bad platform.
We have a safe fallback.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like
away.
It's like it's hard to trust YouTube.
It feels
YouTube,
like
it's
a
reliability.
Sinking ship, and
yeah, it's
trying
like YouTube
to patch
is
the
like
holes with tissue paper.
It's like YouTube's like the Titanic, and it's just this massive ship, and Vessel's like the little lifeboats you have.
I don't mean to stab or cut into this whole YouTube discussion like how YouTube has stabbed and cut right through us, but I would like to hear some that was stupid. I would like to hear some more questions.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
All right. So, this is an old one. This was before the last podcast with Lady K. I know you guys said it multiple times on the podcast, and TTV Talks maybe, but what are your new rules / requirements for guests on the podcast?
TBA.
TBA. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, no one's going to like it.
Yeah.
Because it's you're not going to be able to get on, basically. We've made it specifically hard for you to be able to guest star on the podcast, because we don't want guest stars on the podcast.
Yeah,
and by
we do it, it's supposed to be a special thing, a reward of sorts, but we don't actively...
Being completely blunt about it, we don't want guest stars on the podcast anymore. So that's why we haven't really gone out of our way to make the new rules public yet, and why we haven't really, you know, tried to get that finished yet, because we don't really want it.
If anything, so, it's like, we'll call, don't call us, we'll call you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right now, that's how it is. So,
if we ever want somebody to guest, you know, well, we work something out behind the scenes. But we do have something in the works. It's not going to be gone forever.
Yeah, we do have something in the works.
Gone forever.
It's just a matter of when we decide to make it public. We were going to make it public before Vessel, but then we made our deal with Vessel, and we are afraid that if we made it public, people would be mad at us.
Yeah, it would be much more misconstrued.
Yeah, so we decided to hold off on that. It wasn't good timing at all.
No.
Maybe around Christmas.
I estimate a lot of people will still be mad at us regardless of what we do as soon as we make it public, because the fact of the matter is we don't want people to be guests on the podcast. But
let's make it public around Christmas. That way all the negativity will get lost in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. But if people are really, really, like, someone really wants to be a guest on the podcast, then there will be an option for you at some point that you're not going to enjoy. But yeah, if you're really desperate, you'll probably go for it, I guess.
Yeah. And it's not... Yeah. Another question, and it's kind of twofold, because it's from two people, and I'm going to mold one of them into a question. When's your next casting call, and possibility of a TTV intern type thing?
Oh, okay.
TBA and maybe.
Okay, intern, that's a good question. Casting call, here's the fact of the matter with a casting call. We only do casting calls when we feel like hiring people, and that's usually only when someone leaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, things are changing a little bit behind the scenes as far as TTV is concerned and Pandemic Panda Studios, but that'll be something that we approach in the future. We do kind of want to expand a little bit, yes. So there may be openings at some point. Right now, it's not. And the thing that we want to avoid is there is just a flood of people who don't really understand the whole idea of running this channel and just want to sit in the Skype call and have fun with us or whatever and talk to us.
That's the issue.
That's no longer the issue.
This is the issue with the casting call, and something that we experienced last time we did a casting call. There was a handful of really good applications from people that took things seriously.
Mine wasn't serious.
Yeah, me neither. Mine wasn't serious.
But we knew you.
Yeah.
And then there was just a flood of people who didn't take it seriously at all, or didn't understand what we were asking for. We take the channel very seriously as far as producing content, keeping up with our schedule, and all that stuff. And a lot of fans of ours and, you know, viewers, subscribers to the channel, they want to hop in a call and talk to TTV and have fun and laugh it up, which is understandable. Totally get it. But it's not what we want as far as a casting call. We want people that will work hard and do what we want them to.
Yeah, it's not all that entails. It's not all just fun and games, as much as it may seem.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your dreams, fans, but get over yourselves.
He's not sorry to ruin
it. It used to be like that years ago.
It's not like that anymore.
It used to be like that, just as I joined.
Things are a lot more serious
like
around
that.
Here. So don't just think that we're going to hold this casting call every, like, week or so. Just because we want someone else to talk to.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know why that happened either.
Because like we did one casting call. I think we only did two in the history of TTV. A casting call.
Yeah, we never said that it was going to be a regular thing either.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't know why this idea. If we wanted to have a casting call, you would know about it.
Right.
The casting call
is not a regular thing. I don't know. We've only done two. One was because we needed a female host. We got that. The other one was because someone left. We need to replace them. A casting call, it's a state of emergency at that point.
Yeah.
It's not
pretty much.
It's not a regular thing. It's not something that's going to happen every year. I don't know why that was the thought after we
It's like
the
asking
last
us,
one.
Hey, guys, when's the next time that you're going to fire someone?
Now,
or
right.
When's the next time that one of your TTV members is going to die?
Yeah.
Like, really, dude?
We're not a minimum wage restaurant. We don't have that kind of turnover rate. where we can say, yeah, roughly every summer we're going to hire because it's going to be busy, and roughly every fall
exactly.
we're going to hire.
Also, keep in mind, look at the Skype call right now. We have six people in this call.
Yeah.
Six cast members on. There was a time where we could barely get three.
Yes.
And that was when a casting call was kind of important.
That's kind of how I was here, because it was during the time where we could barely get three. It was during IBZP. That's the reason I'm even here.
I was talking about TTV, but yeah, IBZP happened as well.
Yeah,
we do them when we need them.
To conclude, TTV casting calls are for our convenience, not yours.
Yeah, good way to put it. With that said, internships, that is definitely something that we have been considering. No word on that right now, so don't start putting in your applications or sending us emails or anything. Don't worry about it. If you send us an email right now, I swear to God, I'm going to ignore you.
Yes, and that will actually.
But there may be some opportunities
your chances in the future.
Yeah,
don't bug us. Please don't bug us right now.
On the list.
But yeah, you're going on the list.
The blacklist.
But there may be opportunities in the future, sooner probably rather than later. So keep your eyes peeled for that if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
But for right now, there's nothing, and just be patient with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real fast lightning round. I saw on the CBW channel you guys were talking about some collaborations. Are there any planned?
No planned collaborations.
No, we haven't even heard from them.
No.
What? Where the heck did you go
away?
Okay,
so anyway, next question. Any chance you guys chance of you guys ever reviving the Let's Play channel?
No.
At least not right now.
Obviously we do offshoot Let's Plays of like Lego games if we think they'll be entertaining enough, but no, we are not planning on doing a Let's Play channel or reviving any Let's Play series.
If we ever want to do a Let's Play, number one, it wouldn't be a regular thing because it's non-LEGO content. It would be like a one-off. And number two, if it's a one-off, we don't need a separate channel for
it.
Well,
see, that's
lined up as like a Vessel subscriber exclusive.
Yeah, that's the thing. We would never do a non-LEGO Let's Play unless it's Vessel exclusive for people that pay us, because that's just not something that would go on our channel. It's not something that we focus on.
A few of us...
Even LEGO Let's Plays struggle with keeping consistent viewership. What if we tried to do like a Halo Let's Play? How'd that go?
That would not go well.
Yeah. No. A few of us... I could see
much
like
as we
how...
would like to.
Mm-hmm.
A few of us would love to do Let's Plays. The thing is, Let's Plays is so saturated.
If we wanted to shoot ourselves in the foot, that's what we'd do.
Yeah, it's basically being shot in the foot. Yeah,
if we
continue to do Let's Plays, it would just be like fluff.
See, yeah, I would love that.
We would
be
banking
fun,
on our personalities, not the actual playing
sometimes
of the game.
Sometimes doing the fun thing isn't the most... right thing to do in a business.
And like obviously
now
one-off
videos, that's another thing, like Five Nights with Freddy's.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, but that probably won't happen again.
No.
It's Vessel exclusive. But I mean like obviously it's worth stating that we do have a good audience that watches us for our personalities and everything, which is great. But the reality is the majority of our views are not from people that watch us for us. It's for people that want to see the
Bionicle
content.
And Lego. Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, if we wanted to shoot ourselves in the foot, we'd do Let's Plays. But since we want to keep making videos, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
let's do Let's Plays and let's do like let's play scary games and turn off the lights and
scream
at
let's
the
play scary games and,
also,
and scream every
let's
5 seconds.
Let's also do. Let's do vlogs with like jump cuts.
Let's do vlogs about how amazing our lives are and make everyone in the audience jealous about our lives.
Yeah, let's start walking around like doing speed walks or driving.
Yeah, we're walking around in a like department store and people looking behind you, or we're driving in your car and not paying attention to the road and just doing a vlog.
Time for one more question.
Okay, dare to be stupid.
We have two more, real fast, very short.
One more!
No, two more.
Okay.
this is
veto.
Two questions, but
that
it's...
sound like an option.
Two questions, similar enough to be rolled in one. Are you guys planning on doing more contests, if/when? And if/when, will you guys do a t-shirt contest?
Contest.
Okay, probably. I don't really know why... I've seen this question a couple times. I don't really know why. We always do contests. We always do giveaways. We always do opportunities for people to win things in our channel. That's something we've done since the very beginning, since we were small enough to be IBZP. So, like, that's not going away. We're always going to do prizes. That's,
yep.
I mean, it's not something we're going to do, like, every week. It's not going to be a regular thing, but
No.
There will always be an opportunity every year to win something from our channel.
Right? And
yeah, I'll tell you this much. A couple things. Our contest earlier this year, the culture, the world building contest, that went pretty great. So we may do something like that again. We'll probably do something, probably, quote unquote, for our 25,000 subscriber special. Maybe we'll give away a shirt or something. And then I haven't discussed this with the others, just a possibility, oh, throwing this up. Maybe a Christmas thing, because people want gifts for Christmas. Maybe we could do something with a t-shirt then.
I could see that working, so that's definitely
but
an idea.
Just a couple things you can put on your map to look for.
With that said, if we do a contest, it'll likely be on the boards. So
yeah,
if you really want to...
definitely be on the boards.
Yeah, if you want to have a TTV contest, I would recommend joining the boards. Otherwise, you're probably not going to hear about it.
Probably not.
As far as t-shirt contest, because I know that's something I mentioned in the TTV podcast t-shirt topic on the boards, was that I want to support our local Bionicle artists in the community. I think that'd be really cool. So we may do something where we have like an art contest where the prize, the winner, will have their art featured on a t-shirt, and they can get a commission from that. So all the sales of that t-shirt, some of the money will go to the artist. I think that'd be really cool. It's something I want to do. Right now, while the shirts have sold really well so far, better than I expected.
Thank you, by the way.
Thank you very much. I don't think it's at a point where that's a good idea yet, because at this point, like, the artist would make, like, a dollar off of it, which, I mean, like, that it's just like that. I would want that prize to be a bit more... I don't know, better, I guess, because the whole idea would be to support the artist and then paying the artist a dollar for some...
Here you go, go buy a candy
for some awesome, for some awesome artwork they did. Just seems kind of lame, so...
Yeah, all right, you did great artwork, buddy. I'm going to pay you with McDonald's.
I feel it takes a lot more than $1. That's not even... That's like 75p over here to make a drawing, then polish it up and make it like a t-shirt.
So I would want to wait until the store is a bit more on its footing and a bit more up there before we started doing something like that. But I really like the idea, and I really want to do that in the future. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, last question. This is for the American hosts. Out of all of you, which of you have the... Who do you consider to have the strongest accent?
American accent.
American accent.
Well, I mean, that sounds weird.
Shouldn't that be, like, my question?
That
that's
should
a good
be
point.
Asked to Viper. Yeah. Why would they ask us?
Yeah, like,
that?
Why?
We can't
thanks
hear
for
our
cutting
accent.
Me out the conversation.
You know what? I'm gonna say this person's name because it's one of our staff members. Good job, Slime. Good job, Political Slime.
Thank you, Slime.
GG, Slime. Funnily enough, if... I'm going to go on a limb here, but I think the one with the strongest American accent here in this call right now is LJ.
Me.
Yeah. I've noticed when listening to your...
Are we talking about
your
just overall American accent or different American accents?
No one knows the difference between our various American accents. Unless you're American.
Well, I mean...
What are you talking about?
Now, if Meso still retained his southern accent, that's
then,
a whole different story.
Yeah,
because that's like an anomaly of an American accent
there. That's what all British people think Americans sound like Meso's southern accent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, an American accent is kind of this, like, southern draw to it. So, like, I think LJ actually has the strongest accent of us all.
Which is really
Listening to the recap reviews, I feel like it's really obvious you're an American person.
I can see that, and it's so strange, too, because I didn't grow up anywhere where accents are prevalent. I grew up in stinking Palo Alto, California. You know, Silicon Valley, Google, Facebook, Steve Jobs.
Irony.
So, yeah, that is a... Yeah, it's, but, I mean, yeah, that sounds good. But if Meso did have a southern accent, and sometimes it shows...
It pops up.
It shows up.
It's still there. It's just buried deep beneath it. It's funny because I don't know why
it's
like
because
that. It used to be very strong. But as I grew older, it went away.
I think it's just because your voice is so deep. It kind of hides
Also, you've spoken to different people from different areas of America. So you've been listening to different types of American accents. So your accent's kind of like flattened.
Yeah, your
almost.
Voice, the
I'm
way you speak is kind of
like
adapting.
I'll go like this.
The way you speak is adapting to the way that you listen to other people talk. You've been hearing us talk for like ages.
Especially for us.
Yeah.
That is definitely a thing that's happened, I think, for all of us. There is like this thing where when you hear your voice, you kind of adapt
to how you want to sound.
Yeah.
I know for me, when I first started podcasting back in IBZP, I hated how I sounded on the podcast. And I actually changed, just subconsciously, it's not something I intentionally did, but I actually changed the way I spoke to better fit with how I wanted to sound, how I presented
things.
So, like, you watch Autopsy, and if you notice, like, I've changed from my delivery of how I say things quite a lot from the first Autopsy to the most recent one. It's not like something I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go
it,
out.
It just
and
happens.
Make sure.
And
yeah, I mean, it just kind of happened.
It's even I've known this because people have told me my accent has changed because I speak to you guys a lot. Like
I was gonna bring that up.
Sometimes I will
your
bring
accent
in a
is not as strong as it used to be.
I definitely noticed it.
Yeah, it's because I listen to a lot more American than I do.
Before you
said
a lot, you'd be like, "It's because I listen to all the Americans."
I'm turning to EXX Trooper.
Wait, but what was the first episode you were on?
It was episode 87 or 88, like late 80s, I believe.
No, it could be one or two things. Exactly.
In fact, I think
it
was 80. It was wah-ha-ha-ha. That's all I know.
Yeah, either your voice is adapting to kind of fit with our accents, I guess, or we're just so used to hearing you now, it doesn't even sound like you have much of an accent anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I think
yeah, maybe we're both
Viper's,
just adapting
Viper's
to each other.
Is actually changing. I feel like her accent has actually changed a lot.
Also, yeah, no, I'm pretty confident.
Because I've actually noticed that with Gavin Free from Rooster Teeth. His accent, his British accent, has changed a bit as well over the years he's spent with Rooster Teeth. So.
Yeah.
I wonder if one day we'll get to the point where you just don't have an accent anymore.
Oh, no, that won't happen. Like,
not while she lives
not,
if she
not
moves
while
to
I live
America,
in
probably.
England. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be like, why'd you talk like an American? You're not in America, silly girl.
You'll get ostracized.
That'd be great.
I'll be ostracized by everyone. I'm in this midpoint where I get ostracized by British people, but I also get ostracized by American people. I get ostracized by everyone. They're like, why'd you say
it's
garbage?
Okay. It's okay. We know you like ostriches.
Wow.
No.
But
actually,
back to the question, Viper, since you are not American, who do you think sounds the most American out of the people in this call?
That's a difficult question because I know there's different accents that come with America. There's like the northern, like more of a northern where it's like they talk
Minnesota.
More. Yeah, they like
gosh, yeah, you betcha.
There's parts of America where they talk like you hear a lot of this accent where it's like overseas you hear a lot of the either southern accent or you hear about this like more Californian accent where it's like more easy to understand, whereas southern's a bit difficult to understand, especially if they've got like a really like deep yeah.
All right, well, who do you think just has the strongest accent in general then? It doesn't really matter exactly what accent it is.
I think either Meso or LJ.
Okay. I guess, like, the most far removed from a British accent.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like, I don't know. It just... I would say kind of like you, Var, as well. Like, you do sound a lot American.
American.
A lot
I can
kind
of see that,
your
too, because I feel like...
Your voice kind of goes, like, a bit high-pitched at the end of your sentences. That kind of like that, no, I'm not meaning that to be offensive. It's just how like Americans speak. They
hello,
do have,
my
like,
name is Varderan.
They talk. Americans talk as if they've
Mardi
got
Gras.
A permanent smile on their face. Like when you talk to an American, they usually sound peppy all the time. Like it's
I feel
the
like
way
a thing
they
with
say.
Me,
you haven't spoken to enough Americans.
We hide our sorrow.
I feel like a thing with me that might stand out as far as like an American accent too is that I feel like I speak really fast when I'm sort of speaking. I think that's a thing that's not really
be sure to check us out on this.
Yeah, I feel like I speak really fast when I actually know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
That can be anyone.
But yeah, well, cool. I did see some sort of a study at some point recently that was done that say British or people in the UK. Keep in mind, this is just some study. This isn't me. That find the most attractive American accent is from the South.
Ew.
Really? Attractive?
Really?
Attractive?
I guess I can see that.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
All right. Actually, here, let's stop this accent talk. We'll continue this in the after show.
I was just about to say that.
Okay.
Let's talk about accents in the after show.
Okay.
Nessa, wrap us up.
Alright, so thank you very much for listening to the TTV Podcast, episode 166. As per usual, feel free to check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/theTTV channel for all of the latest and greatest TTV content 1 week in advance. Additionally, you can check out our shirts at store.ttvpodcast.com and get your free audiobook of your choosing at audibletrial.com/TTV. And we are going to go play Halo 5, which comes out tomorrow after this episode is out, so if you don't hear from us, that's why.
More like tonight.
More like tonight, yeah, we got a midnight launch party. Yeah. We're going to go crazy.
Keep in mind, you're still going to get the recent review, the last one, thank goodness.
Good job, LJ. Yeah. It's Vanog's coming out. I'm going to end Vanog, not this coming week, but the next week with a movie. The Vanog finale, gigantic movie.
I'm so excited to end
that game. It's time that playthrough ends. It's going to be great. I
don't like you.
Great time to be a TTV fan. It's going to be great. Thank you all for your viewership, and we will see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV Podcast. I'm Messinet.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And farewell, everybody. Stay tuned for the after show on Vessel.
Fare thee well.
Y'all. Bye.